Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Today we are joined in the studio by Aisha Cockburn, who is the Senior Communications Specialist at Waste Management. We invited her because we're really curious what happens to this huge amount of recyclables that go out every week in this huge bin. Who is sorting it out? Little munchkins? Santa's helpers? Welcome to the studio, Aisha.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Are there little munchkins sorting out all that trash, separating the ones from the twos and the threes, the paper from the plastic?
There are no little munchkins, but there are lots of people, real people in real hands, as well as some technology that helps us to sort it as well. So once you put your items on the curb to be collected in your curbside recycling cart, those are picked up. They're taken to what we call a MRF, a materials recovery facility. It goes into our system and it goes onto a conveyor belt. And the very first thing that happens is all of those people and all those hands have the job of sorting the things that aren't supposed to be in your recycling bin off of the line. So from that point, each stream is separated. So your cardboard, your metals, aluminum, and your mixed paper, what we call O&P or old newsprint, all of those are separated into individual streams, and then they're baled and then sent out for manufacturers and take on to their next life.
If you say things that should not be in there, what are you talking about?
There are three rules that we love for people to remember when it comes down to single stream recycling. Rule number one is to recycle all of your plastic bottles, cans, and paper. So the rule of thumb is if it's not plastic bottle, if it's not a can, if it's not paper or cardboard, then it probably doesn't belong in your recycling bin. Just because it's recyclable in theory doesn't mean that it's acceptable curbside. And even though it can be an emotional thing for us, we want to do the right thing. We want to recycle everything that we possibly can. But if it isn't acceptable by your service provider, then you're actually doing more harm than good.
What about those little styrofoam trays you get with the meat?
Those are not acceptable by Waste Management. And it's important to say, too, make sure that you know who your provider is and what they collect. We know that it can be challenging, and so that's why we've tried to narrow it down to three rules to remember, just as a rule of thumb, that can help you to get it right most of the time. But you want to look for plastics, you want to look for metal, cans, bottles, and paper. Those are the things that you want to make sure that go in your recycling bin. 9 times out of 10, if it isn't that, it isn't acceptable.
So the service provider would be the people who pick it up at the curbside.
Right. Whether it's with the city, whether you're a customer of Waste Management, but you want to know specifically what is and isn't acceptable.
But it ends up with what is acceptable to your MRF.
Exactly. So we communicate that to our customers. That's what it really comes down to. Plastic bottles, cans, and paper, which does include cardboard. And paper is really a wonderful thing because we take all types of paper, whether that's newspaper, magazines, cardboard. If you still get phone books, we even take those too. So any type of paper you can put in your recycling bin.
What about shreddings from offices?
If you've got shredded paper, and a lot of us, you know, for security purposes, identity theft is a real concern. So a lot of us do shred our paper at home as well. So one of the things that you want to do to avoid that small loose paper from just falling into the bottom of the cracks in the recycling process is you can put that in a clear plastic bag. Very important. Clear plastic bag. If we cannot see through the bag, then we cannot sort it. So that is the one time when a plastic bag would be acceptable.
What if I shred cardboard boxes that something came in, the box that my bank checks come in?
You wouldn't want to shred those because then if they get mixed in, those are two different types of paper. So it's really detailed and we try to keep it simple. You've always got to remember there is a company on the other side, a manufacturer on the other side of the process who wants to buy a specific type of product that they're going to turn into a new product. And so they may be looking specifically for cardboard or specifically for old newsprints, newspaper fiber, or what we call mixed paper. What you want to do if you've got shredded paper is to keep those things separately. But in general, when it comes to our cardboard, most of the time we fold it up, we put it in our recycling carts. And so that doesn't tend to be a big problem.
I heard that cardboard is not recycled in Tucson because it takes a lot of water. It has to be shipped out to California, which is cost prohibitive.
I I have not heard that. We definitely take cardboard. We love cardboard.
It's your main product.
It is one of the things that is in great demand. As you've probably seen in the news, recycling is really in a state of crisis. And there are several trends that are impacting that. And one is low demand. Recyclables are a global commodity, just like oil, just like grain. The value of that product is based on supply and demand. When you look at the sluggish economy and slowed manufacturing that's happening right now in China, that has negatively impacted the value of recyclable products. With that being a factor, we want to make sure that we're doing all that we can to get good, clean product out to folks who do want to use it. Another factor that is impacting the recycling industry is low oil prices. Plastic is made from petroleum. When oil prices are low, for some manufacturers, it's actually less expensive to manufacture products from virgin plastic than from recyclable materials. And then the third thing that is impacting the industry is a high level of contamination, and that's what we're talking about right now. And we can control that. We have the power to solve that problem.
It isn't like when the recyclables come to the MRF, the first process is to wash it out.
No,
you do not do that.
We don't do that. That's why it's very important, and this is one of those rules of recycling, to make sure that your products are clean and dry. So we don't want them coming in wet, but we want you to do everything that you can to remove any residue or food from the products because that can contaminate the stream. I mean, think about this. You do everything you can to recycle. You separate your items. You put them on the curb. And if your neighbor then takes and puts a lot of half-drank bottles of water or soda in their recycling and items with all types of food residue, and it all gets mixed in the recycling, their bad habits can ruin your good recycling. And we don't want that to happen. So one of those recycling rules is to make sure that there's no food and liquid in your recycling.
It's not only the quality of the product at the end, it's also the safety of your people who are working with it.
Absolutely. As much as 50% of the material that comes into our facility is contamination, unfortunately. And some of those items could potentially be hazardous to our employees. And again, there are real people in real hands that are involved in this recycling process. And so, for instance, if you were to take your recyclables, put them in a black garbage bag in your recycling cart, when that comes across the line, we don't know what's in it. We can't see it. And so for the safety of our employees, we don't open that bag. And so we ask you to just put your recyclables straight into the cart so we know what's in there. We can maintain their safety and make sure that the items you're putting in your recycling cart actually have the intended purpose.
There's also an idea that you can recycle everything because when it comes to the facility, they have this big fire and they just turn it all into plasma.
That is not true, at least for us. I know that there are some processes that do burn waste, but what we do at Waste Management and at our facility here is we collect your recyclables and we sort them into individual streams. We bale them so that they can go out to manufacturers who want to use those for new products. If you're putting things in there that don't belong in there, what ends up happening is, number one, we're slowing down the process and raising costs for that recycling process. One of the myths out there is that companies make boatloads of money from recycling. But again, if you go back to what the economy looks like in that global commodity market for recyclables, the value has gone down quite a bit. And then also our processing costs have gone up because contamination is so high. If we have to get more and more people to pull half of the material that's coming through our facility off of the line because it's not supposed to be there, and then truck that material and the expense that's involved in that to truck that back to the landfill, now we've made this a more time-exhaustive and expensive process, and that makes recycling less sustainable from an economic standpoint.
It's Christmas time, and that's the busiest time of year for you, isn't it?
It is a very busy time. You know, I know for myself today, I've got 5 boxes that are showing up from Amazon Prime. So all that cardboard is going to end up in my recycling cart. And so we want to encourage folks to make sure that they're doing the same. You know, make sure that you're recycling your cardboard and your paper, not your bubble wrap. That does not belong in your recycling cart. So that takes us to that third rule of recycle often, recycle right. And that is to make sure that you don't put plastic bags in your recycling. And with plastic bags, you want to take those grocery bags back to the store. They can recycle those there. That also includes bubble wrap, saran wrap, things like that. That doesn't belong in your recycling. Neither do your Christmas lights.
Why not?
because they're not recyclable. Again, let's go back to that rule of thumb. Is it a plastic bottle? Is it a can? Is it paper? And if it doesn't pass that test, then it probably doesn't belong in your recycling carton. And even though in your heart you may feel like you're doing good because surely somebody somewhere can recycle this, but just because it's recyclable somewhere in theory doesn't mean it's accepted through your curbside recycling program. So at the end of the day, only the things that are accepted in that program are what you want to put in your cart. If not, you're doing more harm than good.
If I want to recycle the styrofoam tray that came with the meat, then I should find another company.
There are some special recyclers that do take other materials. That is a very costly proposition. We applaud those and look for opportunities to work with companies that are doing innovative things. But again, we focus on those things that we know that there's a good market for, because we want to be able to keep recycling as cost effective as we can for our customers. And in doing that, we want to make sure that in that circular economy, we always have someone at the other side who has a market for those materials. We know that recycling is the right thing to do environmentally, but for it to be sustainable, we have to do our part to make sure that the economics of recycling makes sense as well. There are so many things that we can't control. But one of the things that we can is making sure that we reduce the amount of contamination that's coming through our recycling stream. We just want to remind folks, follow those three simple but very important rules. Number one, recycle plastic bottles, cans, and paper. Number two, keep food and liquids out of your recycling. Try to remove all the food product residue that you can. That includes greasy pizza boxes and dirty napkins. Those don't belong in your recycling carts. And third, again, keep plastic bags out of your recycling. Take those back to the grocery store. They can handle them there, but not in your recycling cart.
What about small electronics?
There are special e-cycling programs, and you can check with your city, check with the county when they're doing special collection events or how they handle special waste, even things like paint and tires and things like that. But those are things that do not belong in your recycling cart. Again, go back to those three rules.
And you maintain a website that explains all the ins and outs of recycling.
We do. Waste Management really wants to make it easy for people to recycle right. And so we launched a campaign called Recycle Often and Recycle Right. So you can go to our website, recycleoftenrecycleright.com. And if you're going to make the commitment to follow those rules, we'd like to hear from you. So go ahead, make that commitment online so that we know that you're in.
Thank you very much, Aisha.
Thanks for having me.